6th of March, London. I come through Heathrow, and in the queue parallel to mine, an Indian family is held up at immigration, the father thin, dark, with burning eyes, being questioned by a woman so stone-faced she could be at the East German border rather than at Heathrow. "Who are all these people?" says the official, jabbing at the passport. "I want to see all these people." Whereupon the father swiftly rounds up his family and marshals them in front of her. She does not even look up. 15th of March. Finish a draft of my piece for the Larkin Festschrift, Larkin at 60. Parts of it I like and are what I want to say, but I detect a note of Uriah Heep-like self-abasement, which could be taken to denote, and maybe does denote, arrogance. I seem always to be saying, "What am I doing here? I'm not a literary person at all." Apropos of this, I've just ordered a book I saw reviewed, a translation of Ernest Chris and Otto Kurtz's Legend, Myth and Magic in the Image of the Artist, the main point of which is that there is a tradition, in which the artists themselves conspire, of making a painter's beginnings humbler and less sophisticated than in fact they were. The public liked to believe an artist had no training, that he astonished his elders, who picked